Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you taking the time out to rock out with us on the Lyrical Cypher. It means the world to have you in the building. You know, I can't see you, but I do appreciate you, and I like to give people their flowers right here, right now. So, with that being said, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to rock, you know, in the words of Raw Bass, it takes two to make this thing go right. So it takes me, you, and this whole vibe to make this thing go right. So with that being said, got a couple pieces I want to play for y'all for this first round, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. So let's get it.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
By the cloud and the sky,
and you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghost, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil will witness sleep, but I'm in a stool. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make you because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really, they don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G-Wood, man, man. And I do it track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, I'm by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap that stay alive, I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slid in there. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet, riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shines too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Whoa. Whatever you're searching for, you won't find it here. I admit something keeps pulling me back into your atmosphere. I'm really good at mistakes. All the marks I left on the page, they seem to never wanna disappear. Why do you still come on spout when all I do is push, push, push you away? I really, really wanna take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Yeah. I'm afraid to start. Don't wanna break your heart. Just finished picking up the pieces of this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. 'Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Oh, oh, oh. It seems like everybody needs watching to see what my next move is. Should I proceed with caution, or should I just dive in? I'm fine with taking it slow. Enjoy life on my own, but I can be confusing sometimes, I know. I'm surprised you're still around, 'cause baby, all I do is push, push, push you away. I really, really wanna take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Oh. I'm afraid to start. Don't wanna break your heart. Ooh, just finished picking up the pieces from this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. 'Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, no. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, yeah. Still working out the kinks in my taint of love. Colors bleed out from my heart to his. Different shades that I can't predict, no. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love.
Baby, now I got the flow. cause I know it from the start. Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
Your love of mine.
All those times I said that I loved you.
Your love of mine.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried.
Your love of mine.
Even though you knew I'd die for you.
Can understand your love. I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
I want to ride on the cloud. I want to see heaven at its best. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to smile at the angels. I want to hear the music playing every day, not just on a Sunday. I want to see no more rainy days, no sorrow, no killing. I just want to continue to be life that is stealing for the words of the skies of prosperity, turning evil into good and let good stay good. Learning my strength for all that it is and what it can be. What it could is what it is. That's why I stand tall and smile. Don't need no fans. I'm my number one fan. I understand that I'm doing this, me and Jesus. He's pushing me to the words of prosperity, keeping my mind great, keeping me set on the best things of life, not those things coming up strife. With my strength, I understand that my life is worthwhile living. Still here, I'm stealing the words from the atmosphere, and I'm putting them into play so you can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you can live another day. Truth.
Love, electricity flowing through me and why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They look like we crazy.
They look like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They love like we crazy.
They love like we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
So up and we crazy.
So up and we crazy.
Gotta act like you know. You better act like you know.
She the baddest, she beyond status. I was her wrist, now she got me living lavish. Death is off energy. If I'm brainwashed, she be tatted in my memory. Rose and Hennessy, baby, she ain't for the streets. Mess around and own it, there's no opponent. Other thotties, now I want it. She'll pull up with a Drago. Now you got a halo, dipping on you like you queso.
You a hopper like a dado.
Diamonds in the dark. We never owe each other, cause we do it from the heart. It's usually how love starts. Can't tie love apart. Even when we leave our mark, we the sharpest of the sharp. I love on top of the chart.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They love like we crazy.
They love like we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
So what if we crazy?
It's about to go down. It's time for a turnaround. No more hanging around old friends and going to familiar stomping grounds. It's time for a change. Have you ever woke up in a cold bed of night in such a fright and you reach for me, but all you can do is grab your pillow and hold on tight? And as you cry, and you wonder why, but you still don't give up, and you ask why, but yes, you still try, it's time for a change. But don't ask for change if you can't reciprocate the same feeling. But change is good, but sometimes misunderstood. Change is an adjustment.
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The brave new world wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes. Take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly. Kneel long, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this, and they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is real. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y, I ain't got no alibi, I'm ugly.
We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tomb, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then others tried to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving. Allowed sacrifices even if it cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it. Said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame, but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx, living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge, intravenously in everyone's bloodstream. I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces. Parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop the trap hop. Need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind. Music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some waves like my sis. As they use genres of music to be infused, still can't get this tainted verbiage to lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Become a real harlots for the monetary system. I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, she's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh she's gone.
Leave the lights on, she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Leave the lights on, she'll find her way back home.
But it's so damn hard. I try to walk away, even try running. Cause it always brings you right back to you. Could it be your smile? Your essence? The undefined ambiance of your presence? The sweet taste of honeydew from the bottom to the top of those succulent lips keeping me begging for more and more and more of you. I gotta go. I can't take it anymore. I've been waiting for the ball to drop. I'm so used to things falling apart into tiny pieces. And you've been everything I ever wanted, like the candy shells on Reese's Pieces. I never knew it was possible to encounter such emotions, causing my body to quiver, my hormones to shiver, my kitty cat to purr. With just one glance at your effervescence, metaphors can't describe what you do to me. Shocked and appalled at the feelings of mutual. Even deeper on your end. Voluptuous physical makes your body go, what? Oh, okay, I understand. See, a secret is safe with me. See, now that's what I'm talking about. I got my template stuff ready to go. I keep praying, asking for a sign. Trying to move on, we part our ways. Missing sight of each other for days.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. For anybody who would like to call in and share your talent, your gift, what you have going on in your community, feel free to call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. And y'all know I like to give a nugget, inspirational nugget. As I learn, I grow, I try to pass it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But the nugget that comes to mind for today is, I would say, be patient with yourself. I'm learning that myself with a lot of different things, to be patient with myself. And some things I thought I had patience in, I realized I didn't. So I'm learning to continue to be more patient. You know, first and foremost, I got to be patient with life itself, because none of us know the end all, the be all, none of those things. We don't know the next chapter in our lives and how life is going to evolve. Like we never knew COVID was going to exist. All these different things that are happening in our lives. But why not relish in what you do have right now? You know, it's here and now, the present. It's so beautiful. If you just stop and smell the roses and embrace and love those loved ones that we have, you know, all the people that are placed in your life for a reason, you know, just stop and smell the roses, you know, and remember that these moments, some people don't have these moments anymore. So embrace the moments that we do have, because no second is promised.
you know. So just be patient with yourself the best way you know how, so we can actually spread that patience with others. So that's my nugget. If you can use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. Also, don't forget, this is actually the month of May. And we have a show coming up, Illusions Open Mic. We do that on Zoom. If you would like to be a part of that show, just hit me up in my inbox on the Lyrical Cypher at radioshow@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on my Facebook page, Claudette Roberts, the Lyrical Cypher page, Illusions Open Mic page, or my China page. Hit me up in my inbox and just let me know you want to come to the show, and I will shoot you the Zoom link so you can be a part of the show. We'd love to have you. And that next show, just to let everybody know what date that is, I got you. That next date for that show is May 22nd. We'd love to have you guys on that show. Again, that'll be a Zoom event. All this, we're going to be actually doing a show every single month for the rest of this year. They're already locked in with Zoom. And once you send me that link, you can use that link for further shows as well. The same link for each show. And also the same passcode. So again, I thank you all for taking time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me on the Lyrical Cypher. And it's a joy to have you. You know, just taking time out all over the world. So can't see you guys, but I do appreciate you when I see the stats later on. So I'm going to go ahead and slide into the next round of the Lyrical Cypher. Again, the nugget, as I'm learning and I'm growing, I'm learning about myself to be patient with myself and be patient with life itself. And hopefully that nugget can help you. But if it can't, toss it. I won't be offended. I still love you the same. So anybody feeling good today? If you're not, let's try to feel good. Let's get it.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this
good
joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9, yeah, yours, yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child, waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Ends of the evening, my family is Cartier and grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes, Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yo, 1-3, all place, take Lafayette so yours, in the studio with my man, the right motion view, doing the right
all
thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word,
holding me down,
check,
13 and Nazareth,
check in the
out.
Building,
yeah, and I'm out, and I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good,
Put your hands up in the sky, put your hands up in the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
vibe in the night, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that, like, baby.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love.
that, baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Missed. For my homies in the wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinging but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, still distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet ya, swear they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gon' defeat ya. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen, coming up with the first line. I start with a sin, a lie, but the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyle and I'm getting bored from it, but I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, Will, quit front and spit something one more time. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling show it like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rap the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about if they issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition. And you know this, everyone is a locust, keep you off your focus, never asking who wrote this. So quote this, see when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain, you drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey dawg, I just wanna let you know, continue to stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. You just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. It's like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you've heard so far. I know I've been sitting back here vibing, and sometimes when I listen to pieces, it's like I hear them differently. I don't know if it's you're in a different place in your life, but, you know, just different moments. Even when I'm spitting poetry, and I might spit the same piece, but it never feels the same every time I do it. So, and I think it's called growth. I really do. Growth in that transition. So, I hope you guys have heard something tonight that touched your heart in some way, made you smile, made you dance a little bit, just made you feel good. I know that this road and this thing called life is not easy, but guess what? We're worth it. We're still here. So let's learn, let's grow, and let's be, you know, in the moment. And be patient with yourself if you choose to do so. So with that being said, I hope you guys have a blessed night. I look forward to getting back with you guys next Tuesday. And I hope you guys have a funky good time tonight. Y'all be blessed. And I'm going to end with this piece right here.
Never can say goodbye.